And a few minutes after we arrived, my friend Lynn arrived, and she was carrying a sack. And she sat down by me and she said, "I have brought you a present." And I said, "Great, I love presents." And first of all, she said, "It's my hospital ensemble." And she pulled out the most hideous hot pink nightie you ever saw in your whole life. She got it at the worst garage sale in the worst part of Spokane. And sure, she had to have. No store, no self-respecting store would have sold that. But she holds up this hot pink nightie to me. And she said, I know what you're thinking. Hot pink clashes with your hair. But never fear, I have solved that problem. And she pulled out a very long, very bouffant, platinum blonde wig. I think I saw it on a hooker on the way to the restaurant. I couldn't believe Lynn rolled a hooker and stole her hair. That Lynn, what she won't do. So she plopped this platinum blonde wig on my head. Then the next item, she pulled up a feather boa. So I've got this hot pink ugly nightie, hooker hair, and a feather boa around my neck. Very pretty for a downtown fancy schmancy restaurant. Then the last item was cow slippers with their tongues hanging out on the floor. I said, "Oh, thank you ever so much, Lenny. But if I wear these at the hospital, they're liable to put me on a different ward." But we laughed and we carried on. The waitresses, other people in the restaurant said, "Here, let us take the picture so everyone's in the picture." Everyone there, I'm sure, thought it was my birthday. In fact, when there was a group of businessmen at a table nearby, and when they were leaving the restaurant, they stopped by our table. And one of the businessmen put his hand on my shoulder and he says, "Been watching a little party here, and I can't figure out if your friends really love you or really hate you." And then he patted my shoulder, "Nice outfit, honey." I said, "Thank you very much, it's my favorite." But everyone around, I'm sure, thought it was my birthday. Wouldn't they have been surprised to know that I was facing a devastating cancer surgery within days? They would have been shocked. I really believe that God used my friends, my precious friends, to lance the boil of fear and dread, extract some of the poison, and fill it with the healing balm of joy.